across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So have you been wondering what's been happening a lot around the Hughes shop on Cherry Hinton Road when it closed its doors a few months ago? So it's the one up near, towards Hills Road, opposite the big Barclays Bank then, and quite near the Leisure Park. So I noticed some activity there recently, and I recognised in the last week or so the East Anglian Children's Hospice colours. So I went along earlier this week to see what was going on.
The day we find the site to the day we open the doors can be anything up to 8 months. But from the day we actually complete on the lease, that's the hard bit, we actually get the doors open within 7 weeks. So it's a real quick turnaround to get contractors on the site, get the flooring down, the lighting done, everything decorated and ready to go. And then we have just 2 weeks to get the stock in here, fill up the shelves, get everything priced and open the doors.
Well, that really is quite a fast turnaround because I came past, I live quite near here, I came past a few weeks ago and saw that the sign had changed and I saw the kind of the livery colours of each and I thought, oh, that sounds exciting. And so I immediately thought, I wonder when you're going to be opening. And when are you going to be opening, Ian?
So we open next Thursday, 11th of April. We'll open the doors at 10 o'clock and hopefully we'll have a small queue out there ready to come in and see the bargains.
Yeah, so I'm quite surprised that there's already a lot of stock here. I was going to wonder how you fill your shops right from scratch and you haven't had the donations. I presume you get them from other shops, do you?
Yeah, we collect donations from across all our other shops in our central depot in Thetford. We have what we call new shop land there, which is collecting stock together ready for a new shop. As you probably know, we've been on quite a drive to open new shops. We opened 8 in the last year. So that shop, that new shopland is a busy place to be and a lot of preparation going on, which prevents that need for us to be here doing all that. We literally ship it in, get it steamed, get it hung, get it priced, and we're ready to go.
Yeah, so we're here, a week beforehand, and there's already loads of lovely-looking things all pressed and ready to go, and we had to actually stop people from coming in this afternoon already. I guess that's how you do it. They're things that look good as new.
Yeah, we try to open the shop with something a bit special, so we try to make sure we're picking out the good stock that's already might have already gone through a couple of our shops, but it's good stock, ready to go, ready to make an impression when we first come. And we really want people to come in, pick up some good bargains, pick up some good product, and hopefully get to love the shop right from the first moment we open.
Now, I believe you're looking for volunteers. Is that for all sorts of things in the shop, or is there specific things that you'd like?
So when we open a new shop, that first 6 months is make or break for the charity. We rely so heavily on volunteers. We have 900 across the charity. But that first 6 months for a shop, for a new shop, that's when we need them more than ever. So, yes, we're really looking for volunteers in those first 6 months, and there are all sorts of roles. If you're comfortable being on the shop floor, we need people who are happy to work on the till, happy to greet and meet people as they come through the door. But we're also looking for people to work in the back, sorting, steaming, hanging, pricing, all the sort of tasks that people probably don't appreciate goes on in a charity shop.
Do you need any experience for any of these things, or will you be shown what to do?
Yeah, everything is shown. So really, you could come in without any retail experience or without any volunteering experience. All you really need is a willingness to be involved and also a desire to join a nice family of people. We have a lovely social atmosphere in a charity shop. It's a great place to work.
Who do they get in touch with if they want to volunteer?
So as we open next Thursday, easiest thing to do is literally drop in and ask when you come in to speak to the shop manager. And in fact, there'll be someone here from every day now until we open, so just drop by the shop. Otherwise, if you're more comfortable making a call, you can call our general number on 01223 800 800 and press 6 for volunteering.
Oh, very good. That's really easy to remember. And how much time does a volunteer need to give up?
That's a really good question. I mean, gone are the days where we sort of really hope for people to do whole days, multiple days. So we really say if you can give just a few hours, that's what we call a shift. So if you can just give us one shift, it makes all the difference. And we can have any number of volunteers in the shop working on shifts, which help us just to cover the shop through the week.
So it's mainly clothes, is it?
Mostly ladies' wear is what we really like to focus on, and we think this area is going to really like that opportunity to be able to come down and pick the ladies' wear out. But yep, we do offer household goods, books, CDs, DVDs. It's a general community shop for us.
And you're taking donations for those as well?
We're taking donations now, yes, we're open now for donations, and we do welcome pretty much everything so that we can make sure we have plenty of stock for the community that comes to shop.
And now I'm going to move to you, Bronte, and hear about some of the other events that each are running in the area in the next couple of months.
Yep, so we have some really exciting events coming up, and depending on what is your type of thing, if you fancy sitting and watching a movie, we've got our open air cinema, and we'll be showing Bohemian Rhapsody, and that is taking place on the 18th of May, and that is going to be at Cambridge Aqua Park. And then
where's Cambridge Aqua Park? Now you might have me there.
So the Cambridge Aqua Park is just off the A10 between Ely and Milton, and if you've got any problems finding out, just call and contact us directly on Cambridge, and then it's 205 198.
Excellent. And so all that's, I haven't seen that film as well, so that looks like a really good place. So it's an open, one of the open air type cinemas. And
yes, so it's going to be a huge screen, there's going to be food, there's going to be music, it's going to be a really entertaining evening, it's going to be fab. So if dancing and cinema is your thing, it'd be great to have you there. And if dancing and singing isn't your thing, but you fancy running a 5K, we've got something called the Bubble Rush, what is happening on the 9th of June in Huntington. We already have nearly 1,000 people running, so you'll take part in the 5K and you'll go through arches of colours of bubbles and you'll get covered in colourful bubbles.
That sounds really good fun. I did one for you a little while ago, which was a colour dash where they just threw kind of powder paint at you. Do you still do those ones? This one sounds a little bit different.
So it's a very similar thing. We don't do the colour dashes anymore, so it's the bubble rush. So again, you'll get colourful, but it'll be bubbles as well. So
that sounds easier to wash off then, I guess, and also more fun.
Yeah.
Is there anything else coming on?
So there are two main events.
And so for the 5K, I'm guessing you need to sign up for that.
Yeah, so if you want to sign up for the 5K, the best thing to do is to contact us directly. So that's Cambridge, so 01223 205 198. Or you can visit our website, what is www.each.org.uk, and all the information for both events are on there.
Oh, that's great. That's brilliant, Bronte. So if people either want to come down to the shop or if they want to get involved in some of your events, that's both, they can get in contact with them through those that website as well, can't they?
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you ever so much.
Thank you.
So I was speaking there to Ian Nicholson, who's the head of retail and trading at Each, and also Bronte Graver, who's the community fundraiser. And as I said, the shop will be opening its doors the first time next Thursday, that's 11th of April at 10 o'clock. But as they said, they are taking donations from now. And if you're interested in volunteering, you can just pop in there as well and they can take your details. Or you can call 07540 335680, or if you just want to email volunteerservices@each.org.uk. And if you're interested in the open air cinema or the Bubble Rush events, you need to go to their website, which is each.org.uk, for more information on how to sign up.